Hello, it's 2 a.m. I think there was a 3 or 4 day period last week where for 3 or 4 days in a row, I think it was 3 days, I managed to be in bed with, Mac turned off, put to sleep, iPhone on the other side of the room, coursework all laid out, ready to put in my bag tomorrow morning, and in bed before midnight, and it's 2 o'clock, and I've got to get up at 6, which will be a right cunt. I've just been thinking, because over the last week I've been asking many people, my mother, Steph, Steve, Toby, James, Mark, Matthew. I've been asking quite a lot of people whether or not I could actually make some kind of a living out of voice artistry, because I think the first time I met all these people, I chose them to ask the question to, because anybody. Those people especially, but anybody who meets me after about 5 minutes of me talking, because I do actually go on quite a lot, which is why it's actually pretty easy to record these things, they just look at you and you finish talking, you're like, oh, really? Fuck, he's posh. I'm not posh. Okay, I'm quite posh. Oh God, last night, I had to go to a dinner, right, at Coolsden Manor. It's a manor. I had dinner at a manor and golf club. Although, I actually think it was Coolsden Manor and Golf Centre. And I was wearing black jeans, my suit jacket, a shirt, which is what I always wear, and beige grey trainers. And oh my God, I looked such a tit, and I was getting the most random looks from the staff. Oh God. Well, the trouble is, I couldn't. The only other shoes I've got are black, are actually pretty big black leather boots, and they're not exactly for wearing. Except when, yeah, they're not shoes, they're boots, and they're mine, so fuck off. Anywho, but I can't cycle in them, so can't exactly walk in them either. Even though I think they are walking boots, they're £96 of walking boot from Open Air on Green Street. Anywho, so I've been thinking. If Stagecoach ever decided to have an iBus type thing, iBuses are brilliant invention. If you don't know what it is, it's the voice announcements and the and when you're at a bus stop in London and you and they got the red thing, the red text that says where your next bus is. That all those two things, and then a driver side thing, and a control center side thing. They're all part of a scheme called iBus. But the most public feature is the voice announcements. And actually, if Stagecoach in Cambridge ever decided to do something like that, I'm available. I don't have a brilliant voice, but I do actually have some voice. I have a voice of sorts. So yeah, and busways opening soon. I say soon; it'll be, 2015. But busways opening soon. So yeah. Alrighty then. I'm just gonna. I've got like 10 seconds left, so I'm just gonna let it stop itself because I'm so tired. I can't be bothered to move.